An opinion article in MIT Technology Review examines how AI and advanced algorithms for monitoring worker activities are creating an extreme imbalance in the power dynamics between employers and workers. Privacy groups complain that employees are living in fear of a ruling algorithm that compiles performance metrics in project management tools. And as AI agents hit the workplace, one AI company is marketing its agents with taglines like, "Artisans won't complain about work-life balance." The number of humanoid robotics companies is rising in China as the government implements an action plan to double the number of robots in 2025 compared to 2020. Many electric vehicle companies are starting to produce robots because the profit margins from EV sales are falling, and they can leverage their existing supply chain infrastructures for the robot components. On the side of applications, Crunchbase has announced that it is shifting from a data provider platform of startup data to a platform providing AI-based predictions on company growth trajectories, funding round outcomes, company layoffs, and acquisitions. Crunchbase management argues that the data provision industry is eventually doomed, and that value can only be provided by creating a niche as data analyzers and predictors. An article in The Conversation presents a study of the use of AI to predict non-contact injuries to players in rugby. The AI model predicts injuries at an 82% accuracy rate in non-contact leg injuries and 75% accuracy for ankle sprains, and can be used by team managers to provide personalized training programs to players. The TechCrunch article reviews the Claude family of models from Anthropic. These models have become particularly popular for coding and math problems and image captioning. Like all popular generative AI models, there is a suspicion that Claude models were trained on copyrighted material from the internet. Nonetheless, Anthropic's terms of use mentions a clause that purports to defend Claude users in case of litigation. On the issue of copyright, a member of the European Parliament has criticized the EU Artificial Intelligence Act for leaving a loophole for copyright violations. Drafted before the surge in generative AI, the Act requires companies to comply with copyright law. However, there are exemptions for text and data mining, which some believe are being exploited by big tech firms to train their models. Another problem with generative AI is hallucination-generated content that is plausible but incorrect. In the case of software code, the impact of hallucination can be security holes, compliance issues, and increased technical debt. An InfoWorld article provides suggestions to developers on controlling code hallucinations. Elon Musk has announced the launch of Grok 3, the latest version of the xAI chatbot. The first version of Grok was launched 2 years ago, with Musk marketing it as anti-woke. Many of the usual guardrails against vulgarity and reproducing images of well-known people are removed. TechCrunch reported that xAI briefly censored Grok 3. When asked who is the biggest misinformation spreader, the thought process indicated that it was instructed not to mention Elon Musk and Donald Trump. Finally, Microsoft has announced its own breakthrough in quantum computing by making a chip that contains 8 topological quantum bits. Their qubit modeling uses Majorana particles, a hypothetical particle first proposed 90 years ago that is its own antiparticle. This can be exploited to tell if the total number of electrons in a qubit is odd or even, and this value represents the 0 and 1 of a qubit.